Welcome back to Sweet But Salty Secret Santa Christmas Special. This is episode number 19, or 269 in total, which is insane. But it's episode 19 of this special, and I'm really happy that you've tuned back in. If this is your first time listening, before the Advent season began, I asked my family to write down different topics on little pieces of paper and to put them in my secret basket thing. So I don't know what the topics are that I'm actually talking about before finding out together with you. So let's find out what I'll talk about today. Today's topic is narcissism. It's very interesting because two episodes ago I talked about empathy and now about narcissism. It's very interesting because empaths and narcissists are usually drawn to each other, which is very unfortunate, especially for the empath, because oftentimes as an empath, you tend to feel a lot that's outside of you. You tend to feel people's pain. You tend to empathize with people for their pain, for their hardship in life and everything they've been through. So of course, narcissists are going to be drawn to empaths because it's easier to manipulate people who feel a lot and to sort of gaslight them or to make them feel guilty for things that actually have nothing to do with them. So I just want to speak to you directly. If you are in a situation where you feel gaslighted or like you're experiencing things that are unjust, and sometimes you don't realize what's going on, it's sometimes more apparent in those little moments you have to yourself where you just think to yourself, hey, this wasn't okay. If you are surrounded by people who make you question your world view, who make you question yourself and question reality, that is definitely something to look out for. It can be a sign that you're around a narcissist who is manipulating you into believing that things are your fault or that certain things aren't going well because of you and because you have done something or because you haven't done something. I'm definitely no narcissism expert, and even though I studied psychology, narcissism wasn't really a big topic. But usually narcissists are created by really hard circumstances in life. So they have certain traumas they haven't really worked through, and they've sort of escaped from that through creating a sense of self that is very empowered to the outside world. Like, they seem very confident and very full of themselves. But I think deep down they are still very hurt and very maybe insecure, or they don't feel loved. So it's hard for them to experience real love. And let me just tell you, it's not your job to fix somebody else. Let that sink in. It's not your job to fix somebody else. Look out for yourself, your own needs, your own wishes, and make yourself the number one priority in your life, because no one else will do it for you. No one else will put you first if you don't put yourself first. I really, really hope that this helped you. I felt the need today to speak a little differently than usual. It was a lot more like advice giving. Usually I just kind of share my thoughts. I really hope you like this and you could take away something from this episode. And I'm excited for the next one. Tune in tomorrow and I'll catch you then. Bye.